This is Mindful Medicine with Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD.
Radio MD.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Claiming that a product is all natural can be tricky. It's definitely a different definition. And Dr. Holly's here with us today to tell us what that means. Now, I am somebody who wants to get natural supplements. I want to take all of my vitamins and my CoQ10 and my vitamin C and all these things, but I'm never sure which ones to buy, what to look for on those labels. Is there a difference, Dr. Holly, between natural supplements and then the vitamins and things that you see at Walgreens, you know, Nature's Best and all of those? Tell us all about it and how we can figure this out.
Oh boy, I could get myself into trouble, but I'm going to try to keep it really clear for the consumer to be empowered. Okay, this is Mindful Medicine, so we want you to wake up, use your own mind, and make the best choices, because it is truly tough out there. Now, I used to say, Melanie, and this is very important, that you should probably get your natural supplements at the same place where you could maybe pick up a toaster. Okay, that was sort of something that was really important to me. I thought that there were establishments like Whole Foods or Wild Oats or other natural food and natural product places that actually had kind of a requirement to bring a SKU in. A SKU is an item that they sell. You know, it's that barcode, right? Where they kind of do some of the weeding out of the riffraff for you. But I have to tell you that that landscape has changed. There are high-quality manufacturers that have gotten into the game of, it's called food, drug, mass. So you can find some really great, high-quality manufactured natural products in Costco and in Walmart and in CVS. So we can't say that anymore, okay? I think that's what's really important.
Okay, so it's about what they can and cannot say and what they can and cannot put in there. When we're looking at these things, how do we know what we're looking for? As you mentioned in another segment, vitamin C has tons of sugar in it. But I like those little round white vitamin C's. I could eat 100 of those and then get my vitamin C in. So how do we know what we're looking for?
Well, this is so important, okay? And now, obviously, there's all sorts of natural supplements out there. And I think one of the things that I want people to really take into consideration is the claims, okay? Now, by and large, the natural product industry is not, you know, quote-unquote, regulated by the FDA. But hey, I have to tell you, Melanie, that I think that's okay. You know why? Because things that are regulated by the FDA and approved by the FDA are causing, it's the fourth to fifth leading cause of death, the appropriate use of these particular items, medications, fourth to fifth leading cause of death in the United States. Okay? When you think about who dies from a natural supplement, let me tell you something. If something happens, like a bad batch of tryptophan, or you've got a baseball player that's out in the hot sun and spring training trying to lose some weight, so he's taking ephedra and he dies, it hits the news. You know why? Well, it's newsworthy. It doesn't happen a whole heck of a lot. Deaths from prescription medications and over-the-counter medications happen every single day. We're saturated with it, all right? So that doesn't really mean anything. What is really important is you want to be able to understand the marketing behind things. You know, it's a market when it's managed and it makes a profit. And this is a market, and there's really seductive marketing. So it's extremely important to be aware of that. There's a couple things that I like people to understand. You have to know your manufacturer. I think that there's three things that I love people to actually call the manufacturer and ask for. Ask them, what are the excipients that are used? You know, there's a lot of different products that have polysorbate 80 in them, okay? Now, that is a delivery system to get from plant to pill, you know, these great sort of nutrients into our body at higher dosages that make sense. But do you really want to be known on polysorbate 80, okay? So the list of excipients used to make the manufacturing process. The more that's used, usually the slicker and the easier it is and the cheaper it is, okay? When you get a good quality manufactured natural supplement, it doesn't have very much more than, guess what, just the active ingredient itself.
Just the ingredient you're looking for. Okay, that's huge. And we do notice that when we're buying them at like Whole Foods, they're much more expensive than when you go to Walgreens to get the same to get
CoQ10.
And let's just go there for a second. Or a multivitamin. They can be $45 for 30, or they can be $5.
Yep. Now, I'll tell you what the difference is there. When you're looking at $45 for a month worth of, let's say, one a day, we're talking about dose dependent, okay? We're talking about a dose. And I'll take, honestly, I'll look at something like Centrum or Centrum Silver. Now, I know from being a consultant in the natural product industry what it takes, what that raw material takes. And they're like, now with added heart health and weight loss and, we'll put in the prostate care as well. Oh, and you're going to help your sleep and we'll take care of your adrenals and you're still going to take little one pill a day. I'm thinking, oh, really? So I turn that bottle around and I look and the dose is like 0.0069 milligrams. It's so small. I joke and I call it fairy dust that you're better off because the dose is very important. And the daily value doesn't mean anything as far as I'm concerned. That daily value, that recommendation, or the RDA, that's just vitamin C enough to not have you, develop scurvy, or vitamin D to not have you develop rickets. We're talking about optimal health. So we want the dose to be there. Also, the form of the vitamin. Let's say we're talking about a multivitamin. When you look at things that are absorbable, so you want their active form. Like B6 is P5P. B12 is methylcobalamin, not cyanocobalamin. And folic acid, we want L-methylfolate. Why? These forms don't require conversion by the liver, so they go right into the cells immediately, and they work to support heart health, optimize metabolism, and good quality manufacturers are going to use that type of...
And is it listed that way, or is it listed as folic acid? Are we going to see?
Nope, it's listed that way. It's listed that way, and you'll see that in the more expensive vitamins because it's more expensive to source that ingredient, and it's also more expensive to make as healthy as possible.
And when we're looking at our good multis, folic acid, for women, especially women that drink alcohol and wine and are reducing our risk of breast cancer with folic acid, important things, iron, because we women, even if you're perimenopausal, you need iron. And
yep.
Folic acid, what do you think is the most important things to look for in our multi?
So, like I said, a lot of people say, hey, what do you think about this? There's a couple things I look for, right? I go to B12, and if it's cyanocobalamin, I don't really think it's going to be the best. You want to see methylcobalamin. Also, I'll look at the form of vitamin E, okay? There's D-L-alpha-tocopherol, and there's D-alpha-tocopherol. What's really important is that the DL is just not as good for you, okay? It's not anything that your body really recognizes, but it's cheaper. So is cyanocobalamin. So you just want the D-alpha-tocopherol, And that's the form of vitamin E.
Yeah, it's a hard word.
E. So those are the two things that I turn around and I look at them because I know what I'm going to get myself into if I'm actually just looking at, because the DL
We only have 30 seconds left, Dr.
Right.
Holly. I want to do another segment on this same exact thing, but so wrap it up for us.
Okay, so that's asking you to do a lot of work. The other thing you can do is partner with a healthcare provider that you trust and go over these things. You can find a good naturopathic doctor at naturopathic.org. Ask around. Word of mouth is always great. And we'll partner with you to actually provide you with this information so you can do better and better as you take care of yourself.
That is such great advice. And look at those labels, as Dr. Holly said, and look for the things that she was... If you missed it, I was trying to write things down because she's so smart. And this is such great information. So if you missed it, you can always listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. You can hear us on iHeartRadio or iTunes. A lot of ways you can get us. So don't miss these shows. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.